And if a schoolboy, you know, gets whipped by his teacher or something, you know, he might come here to complain to you and he'd say, well, I don't know why she's blaming me.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
And if a child is crying, you know, one of your children, I'm sure mm-hmm. it happened, one of your children might come crying and say, you know, so-and-so's eating candy and didn't give me none,
he might say, didn't give me none, that's what he would probably say.
And if we were talking about somebody, say, well, now that boy is spoiled,
mm-hmm.
and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. You know, would you ever say, like is not a, apt is not a more than apt, anything like that?
More than apt to get in trouble or something like that?
Would you hear that?
Well, I've heard that a lot. Well, that boy is more than apt to get in trouble. Or he's more than apt to, well, a lot of times people say, oh, that boy is more than apt to go to the pen. He's a bad boy. He's more than apt to go to the pen or something like that.
Would you ever say apt is not or like is not or anything like that?
He's likely to go. Mm-hmm. Likely as not, yeah. I have heard people say, oh, she just likely as not to stay at home or likely not to go to school. Mm-hmm.
And if you plant corn in a field and you fertilize it and it's a good field and you have a good season, you say you can expect a big
crop.
And if there were bushes growing all over a piece of land, you might buy or rent to plant, you know?
Use them over and over.
Well, if you
some people use mops to wash dishes. You can buy a mop to wash dishes.
If you scald them, I don't guess you have to dry them, do you?
No, I don't. If you scald them and have it boiling hot water, you scald them and put them in a rack and let them drain. And when all that water drains off, then you put them up.
But, well, what about the people who do have to, dry theirs because they just rinse them? What do they use?
Dish towel.
What about in the bathroom? What do you use there to wash your face?
I have soap, bath rag, bath cloth, you know, the bath rag and soap.
And then to dry off, you said you had a towel.
Towel, yeah. We have face towels and we have bath towels.
Now, yeah. in the sink in the kitchen, you have a hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
But what about out the water, this pretty garden you have? Do you have a place out there?
Yes, we have hydrant. We have made where we can a hydrant where we just hook the hose onto it and water the garden.
Is it out in the yard?
Yeah, it's out in the yard.
And have you ever seen like a barrel or some kind of portable water container that you might have? Like if you go out to a Emancipation Park and somebody
mm-hmm.
makes some tea, you know, they mm-hmm. might put it in a big container with a little place on it to turn it on and off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
I know what you're talking about.
Would you call that a hydrant too?
Mm-mm.
Would you ever call anything like a spit?
In a coffee urn?
On that though, where the water comes out.
Oh, a spout, a little coffee spout, a little spout.
Have you ever heard it called anything else? A spit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's not. If the pipes into the hydrant and the sink were, you know, if you didn't have it protected and it got real cold, you'd say the pipes might
expand, burst.
And you know, you were talking about a barrel before, and you said that people would have it for the slops. Where would they get the barrel? Would something come in it?